Welcome back to Castle Country Focus. Joining us in the studio right now, we have Shelley Wright, who is the director of the Carbon and Emory Children's Justice Center programs. And Shelley, first off, it's a pleasure to get you in today. Thank you for making time.
Thank you, Jordan, for having me here today.
Yeah, it's always fun to get you in the studio, and there's always a lot to talk about. First off, since we have snow falling on the ground now, it kind of reminds me of Christmas. I guess we could start with this. You guys brought back the Christmas tree regalia this year. It's been a couple of decades since we've had that here in the Castle Country area, and we got to talk to Connie Hamilton about that. But all in all, you and I had a conversation off of the cuff, and you had mentioned that it was a great success this year.
It was so successful, Jordan. We're really excited because we have been trying to raise money to put together our covered patio so the kiddos can be protected from the sun and the harsh weather and be able to go out and slide. And so we're really excited about using the funds that we made from Regalia to go towards that big project.
So all in all, a huge success, a lot of money raised, and that is going to be a big project, but I'm sure it's something that's going to make it very nice for the kids.
Absolutely, and we're just so grateful for the community and all the businesses and just the people that came out and just enjoyed themselves at the Regalia. It was a lot of fun.
Now, for anyone wondering, I'm sure you'll bring it back next year, right?
Oh, most definitely. Yeah.
How many trees do we have? It was well over 50, right?
We had about 50 trees.
Okay, so it was about 50? Okay, so well over, close to 50, well over 40. I know that was the original plan, was 40. You guys had well over 40.
Yes.
Shelley, let's move on and talk about some of the other stuff that's happening right now at the Children's Justice Center. Let's start by talking about the home visiting program.
Oh, great. Thank you for asking, Jordan. Our home visiting program, we've been doing it for about 5 years now, but it's just really, really been expanding so much. One of the things that we really focus on is working with our young parents, especially during the prenatal stages, because if we can work with families at the very beginning and help strengthen the protective factors in their home and eliminate any risk of child abuse occurring, then we've just done wonders. It really focuses on intensive weekly visits, going into the homes, working with these parents, helping them understand child development, and helping the parents achieve some of their goals.
It seems like there's a lot that goes into it, but it's kind of evolved. Is that fair to say?
Yes, absolutely. We use a national recognized curriculum called Healthy Families America and the Parents as Teachers curriculum, and we really focus on in just improving the relationship between the child and the parent, helping the parent understand the bonding and attachment with their child. We focus on what are some of the things in the family that set the parents back? You know, what are their roadblocks of becoming successful? Do they need to complete adult education? Do they need to go job hunting? You know, what are the things that we can do as home visitors to improve their family, the stability, and strengthening them?
Shelley, let's move on and talk about another program that you guys have going on, sexual violence prevention. I know, especially in today, that's something that has really picked up kind of a movement of its own, right? Now you guys are kind of adding to it as well.
Yes, we are. You know, we're about a year and a half into this program, and we started it because we became aware that Carbon County is fifth in the state for the highest sexual violence rates. And that includes adult victims and child victims. And Utah is ninth in the nation. And so we never had any prevention programs for our young kids, our teenagers, our middle school age children, even our elementary school. So part of this education prevention program is to get into the schools, talk with the school personnel, give them some education, and then have an opportunity to educate our kiddos about what healthy relationships really look like. What does safe relationships look like?
It's amazing that there really is a wall there, right? I mean, what does appear to be a healthy relationship and what actually is a healthy relationship? It's hard to understand.
You know, we have been really amazed by some of the feedback that we've received from some teen students on what they thought was a healthy relationship. And when we kind of educated them and opened their eyes up to alternative ways of handling situations, it's just been such a great learning experience. And man, if we can just, you know, help one child or one adult for being safe, then we've done our job.
Definitely. Again, we're being joined right now by Shelley Wright of the Garbutt and Emory Children's Justice Center. Shelley, let's talk a little bit about what you guys do, just in case we have someone out there who maybe isn't really fully aware of what you bring to the table here in the Castle Country. How would you describe that to them?
Well, I would describe that one of the things that we want to do is we want to help strengthen families. And we do that in several different aspects. We have our crisis nursery, which is when a family is in a situation where they are feeling overwhelmed or they have medical appointments. They don't have anybody to care for their children when they go to their medical appointments, or if they have court appointments, or if you have a parent that's sick and they are not well enough to care for their child, they can bring them to the center. We offer parenting classes free to the community. We have our Children's Justice Center part of our program, where we are charged with coordinating the investigations of child sexual abuse and physical abuse cases. We make sure that the interviewers receive the adequate forensic interview training. We staff our cases. We work close with our prosecutors, with our guardian ad litems, our law enforcement and child protective services. And then we help connect that family to services. In fact, one of the really awesome and great things that we are going to be also working on is our medical room. Right now, when our children need specialized medical exams, we have to send them over the mountain all the way to Primary Children's. And so we are working on turning one of our interview rooms into a medical room.
It's fantastic. What's that process been like?
Well, we've been working on trying to bring the medical program back to Carbon County for a few years now. And so we actually have to get a medical provider, and then we have to get all the medical equipment put in the room. We do have did get funding to get that medical equipment purchased. So we're just in that process of getting it purchased, and then we'll work on finding a medical provider.
So the facility is not the problem. You guys are set facility-wise.
Yes.
It's just making sure you get everything that you need to go along with the
Yes. And Jordan, there's a lot of logistics that we have to go through. There's some funding logistics. A lot of, you know, if we go through our Castleview Hospital, what is that going to look like as far as just billing and all just those types of roadblocks that we have to overcome.
Right. Well, Shelley, hey, we've talked about a lot of stuff going on right now at the Children's Justice Center. Is there anything we missed?
You know, I think you did great. We just want to remind everybody that April will be Child Abuse Awareness Month. On April 10th, we will be having an open house in both Carbon County and Emory County. We'll have two open houses. One will be in Carbon County from 10 to 12, and the one in Emory County will be from 4 to 6.
Excellent. Okay. Well, Shelley, again, thank you very much for taking out the time to stop by today and talk a little bit about what's happening within the Children's Justice Center. It's always fun to get you in, and I know we'll talk again soon.
Yes. Thank you, Jordan.
All right. For more on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, make sure you visit castlecountryradio.com.